You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is the Michael K. Show.
Rick Pitino has done what no other NCAA basketball coach has done. His fifth team has advanced to the NCAA tournament. They're the MAC champions for 2020-21. Iona will be dancing next week in Indianapolis.
Alabama is a great basketball team. We all know that. When a 15 plays at two, you know what you're in for. They shoot the ball well. They got a fascinating style of play. We'll be prepared. We know what we're up against, certainly. We have great respect for them. We don't have the ability to make it a low-scoring game. That's not us. We know we're playing a great basketball team that's well coached.
The Michael K. Show.
Rick is Rick. He's going to win. That's just the way it is. He's going to figure out a way to win.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Well, it's an amazing story. There's no other way to put it. What Iona has gone through, battling COVID-19 with a 51-day pause and then another lengthy pause at the end of the regular season. Then they do their thing in the MAC conference tournament, and they have the automatic bid, and they'll face Alabama on Saturday. And the coach of that team is Rick Pitino. He's in the Hall of Fame, and he's taken five schools now to the NCAAs. And he joins us now. Rick, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
I'm going to put you on the spot, maybe make you feel a little awkward. What makes you such a great coach? Everyone talks about Pitino's just head and shoulders above everybody else. He's been that way since he was young. Why are you so good?
Well, I'm
made
not
you
sure
blush.
How to answer that. thank you. But, I think more than anything else with tournament play, I think preparation, the right preparation has a lot to do with it. It's a combination of so many different variables in getting ready for a tournament. This one probably, somebody asked me the question, isn't competing in a one-bid league the most pressure you've ever faced? And I thought that was a funny question, and it was asked before the tournament started. And after the second game, I said, that question was on the money. I've never felt such pressure in my life, because when you're in the ACC, the SEC, and you're ranked in the top 10, you realize that if you get knocked out, you're still going to the tournament with a great seed. And now you realize that if you don't continue and win these four games, you're done. Season's over. No NIT, nothing. And after that, I never thought about it until that question. So we just came out of COVID for the fourth time, and I felt we were way out of shape more than anything else. And we went double sessions for 5 days. We went an hour and 15 minutes each session, plus 20 minutes of film work. And we just covered everything, came back at night. And what you're afraid of when you're quarantined for 10, 11 days, you come out and you have an injury because you're totally out of shape. So we were able to get the guys back in shape. We were able to prepare them for each and every game, and they were ready for it. And they had the same smiles that my Kentucky teams had, the same smiles my Louisville or Providence or Boston University had. And I got a great text message from my players at BU with a picture of when we won the championship, and they said to me, "Coach, exactly to this day was 38 years ago when you coached us." And I had on that team, I had Brett Brown of the Philadelphia 76ers coach, and Jay Twyman, Jack Twyman's son. And it was just a great feeling to remember back 38 years ago, as well as that moment when we won at Iona.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, Coach, because the last time you faced Alabama in the tournament was 34 years ago. So when you see stats like that and the experience you have, does it seem like that long ago, or did it go by really fast?
It did go by fast. We faced an Alabama team that everybody thought was invincible. They were probably the best team in Alabama history, if not this team, to take that place. And interesting enough, they shot 57% in the game. Unfortunately for us, we shot 67%. And we led the nation in three-point shooting that year. And it was really never a game, which was shocking to me after watching them on film. So that Providence team did some amazing things, and I'm hoping this Iona team has the same type of karma.
Is there I'm sorry, Peter, you go.
Coach, well, Michael, mine's actually off of Iona for a second. I just had a general a tournament question for you, mm-hmm. Coach. When you see a team like Georgetown that does what they did yesterday, and so all of a sudden everyone says, oh, you don't want to play a team this hot. They look like a different team. If you're going up against a team like that, how scary is that? Is momentum that big a deal for a team like Georgetown to play mediocre ball and finishes so strong?
Well, I always root for Patrick, obviously, playing for me with the Knicks. I love him to death. I just don't know where that came from. It came out of nowhere. There wasn't any signs that this was going to happen, and then the way they did it. So that came out of nowhere. When you get on a run like that, you don't want a break. It all depends on matchups, but what they did was just amazing to me, and they out of left field. Do I not want to play them? Obviously, I didn't see any of their games, but I just witnessed the scores, and it was a devastating performance by them. You know, I look at this tournament, and I said from day one that Gonzaga has all the ingredients to go undefeated because they're great at both ends of the floor. Baylor it looked like they were a 1A. They went into COVID pause, and they didn't come out of it quite as strong. Michigan's a dynamic team. Certainly, they're capable of doing it as well. And then, obviously, with a one game, anybody can win. Some people, Jay Billis, picked Alabama to go to Final Four, and just shows you what his friendship meant to me. So it's really Gonzaga's tournament to lose right now. They're a devastating team, and they may be the first undefeated team since Indiana to win it. But anything can happen, as you guys know, with this tournament.
Now, Rick, you. All other coaches are wearing, you know, pullovers, sweats, and you're wearing probably $3,000 suits. You packed 8 of them. Now, the way I figure it, that's too short. Are you going to buy 2 suits in Indianapolis if you make the Final Four?
Well, it was actually 5 suits, and I said 8, but I'm going to get 3 clean. I was just trying to inspire my team to get them. And the reason I went to a suit is not because I wanted to wear one. I wanted them to know the difference. The major difference between regular season and the tournament, and how different it is, how significant it is, how important it is. And I was just trying, coming out of COVID for the fourth time, I was trying every motivational ploy, every inspirational thing I could do. The first thing I did when I was speaking to them was put that BU picture up there when the players hoisted me off the court, and I showed them. I said, you know, guys, if we lose that game, I'm not on a thread right now with 9 of my BU players almost 7 times a week talking about those days. I said, only winning brings those memories. And I said, if we win this thing, you guys will be forever connected to each other. Mm-hmm. So you try things like that at this time, especially when you miss 51 days, you're trying everything possible to motivate the guys.
But with all those games missed and with everything you went through with COVID, do you think it better prepared them for just playing basketball?
No, I really don't. I think it hurt us. It hurt us because we were limited to just man-to-man defense. I couldn't put in any of the things I wanted to put in, like a matchup zone or a 2-2-1 press or different changes. So it maybe helped us in terms of our growth in man-to-man defense. But we constantly had to. UB Brown once told me, and I never forget it, we had 4 days of the All-Star break with the Knicks, and he said, look, when we come back, I want you to make sure that we cover every little detail with all our offensive sets. I said, well, we're only off 3.5-4 days. They're not going to forget it. He said, yes, they will. And
wow.
And so, you know, when you come out of a 10-day pause, believe it or not, now you're going over all your sets again, and all the keys to your sets they totally forgot. And I have an intelligent group. So it's just repetition is the key to creating those good offensive and defensive habits, and you have to start all over again. And we had to start all over again 4 different times. So we're ready to go. Alabama's certainly a great basketball team, one of the best Alabama teams I've seen. And they have a unique style of play. They'll take 40% of their shots will be threes, 40% of their shots will be layups or at-the-rim dunks, and then 18% is getting fouled and 2% is mid-range jumpers. So they are a lethal athletic three-point shooting team that has great play at the rim as well. And also, they're the number one, depending on what day you get it, but they're the number one adjusted defensive team in the nation.
Is there a part of you, Rick, and we're talking Rick Pitino, the Iona coach, they're going to the NCAA tournament Saturday against Alabama. Is there a part of you, although you had good times at both places, that in a quiet moment you sit and giggle that your Iona Gales are going to the tournament and Kentucky and Louisville are not?
You know, I root for Kentucky all the time. I have great memories. I still have great memories with my players from Louisville. They all congratulated me. But I really don't focus in on them. I was just so euphoric. I don't like to see anybody have a bad time. Mm-hmm. I know those athletes. I've recruited a few of them. It's a disappointing thing not playing in the NCAA. So the one thing I've learned at 68 more than anything else is don't wish anything bad for anyone. I really do believe it comes back to haunt you when you act that way.
He's trying to teach me, Rick. Peter's trying to teach me not to wish things like that.
He was praying, Rick. He wanted you to say that when you found out that you were in and they weren't, you had a maniacal Joker-like laugh. That's what he wanted.
No, he told the truth. He's a better person than me, that's all.
Now, Coach, I'm curious about this.
You know, you have sometimes, you know, being the one thing I can say is being bitter makes you unhappy. So, and I was bitter for 2 years. So I'm all about right now just being happy, and I don't wish anything bad on anyone because I do really feel calm. I really feel it does come back to you, and I don't want to do that.
Do you think, though, that with a year like this that's been so weird, the odds have been so stacked against you guys, and with the size of the program, that if you guys somehow went on a miracle run, you know, and got to the Elite Eight and were sitting there at the precipice, would that be as meaningful for you as just about anything?
Oh, without question, because this is a dedicated group, but they've missed about 2 months of practice. I think inspiration, motivation, determination is going to play more into this than anything else. I mean, we're going to have to execute flawlessly to beat this team, and if they did, I think it would be something that I'll never forget for my 40-year tenure. But anything's possible. This is not a 3 out of 5 series or a 4 out of 7 series. This is one game, one night, and hopefully we can pull that miracle off.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, you mentioned things didn't end the way you would want them to end in Louisville. Did you need this sort of run? You don't need, you know, any kind of cleansing, but did you need this sort of run to make people forget the way that ended? I know you contended that you did nothing wrong, but some people would think that you did the way it ended. So is this important for you for another chapter so people turn the page?
You know, I don't think vindication is what I'm after more than anything else. I think what I'm after is just making more special moments like I had at BU or Providence or the Knicks or Louisville or Kentucky. Just you're looking for some more of those magical moments. I don't think vindication is something I'm after at all. You know, when you're in the business 40 plus years, there's going to be years that are going to be rocky for you. And certainly, you know, I totally admit hiring the wrong people, and I'm responsible for that. So my fate was determined by people doing the wrong thing. So I'm fine with that. I've moved on from that. I wish the Louisville great success down the road, but all I'm interested in now is building Iona College into something special.
The bubbles worked great in the NBA and the NHL. You have every confidence that this will go the same way?
You know, it's not going to be easy. We took off at 11 o'clock, got in at 3 o'clock, they COVID tested us. So far for 2 days, we can't even get any exercise. We're locked in. We can't go outside except to go to practice. So I used to listen to the NBA's complaining a little bit, and I said, that's bizarre. You know, I'm sure they have everything at their fingertips, but it's not easy. But I do think the protocol is so strict. I mean, here I asked to go be able to go work out at a gym. I've had COVID. I've also had I've also been vaccinated, and they said absolutely not. You will be suspended. So, it's pretty strict here.
I don't know if you've heard this. This news just came by. Gino Auriemma of UConn, he tested positive for COVID-19 Sunday. So he's isolating at home and not experiencing any symptoms. So contact tracing revealed that he did not have close contact with any other team members since Friday. So knock on wood for Gino that everything goes well there. The last time you were on with us, Rick, you said this is where you want to be. This is where you want to end your coaching career. What you've done here with the adverse situation with COVID and all that, and let's say you win a couple of games in this tournament, there are going to be big schools again that all of a sudden get hot and heavy for Rick Pitino. What happens if one of those big schools come after you?
I've been on record many, many times. The last game I'll coach will be at Iona College. It won't be any place. Wouldn't even consider moving at any point. Anytime people show you the loyalty and the respect that they have shown me to fly over to Madrid, Spain, not only the athletic director, but the president, they're the people I want to be involved with. They're the school I want to represent. They're the players I want to coach. And nothing, you know what a big Knick fan I am. Nothing, even the Knicks could make me even think about coaching elsewhere. So I'm very lucky to end my career at a small private little school that has big ambitions. It's a ball, a boy, and a dream, and that's what they're all about for our basketball program, and I'm excited to represent them.
And I got to tell you one thing. When you won and then you had the press conference, I thought it was such a classy thing that you congratulated Tim Klus as well, because he did such a great job there, and health kind of got him out of that job. But that was a really nice thing that you did.
Well, he deserves the respect of not only me but everybody, from Iona to all the coaches that have coached there. You know, we got lucky back in the day with Jimmy Valvano recruiting Jeff Ruland. Ruland put Iona on the map, and Tim Klus for 8 or 9 years kept Iona at a level that's very difficult to do, and we're real proud to be associated with Tim.
Congratulations on the MAC win, and good luck against Alabama. We always love having you on, Coach. It's fun to talk with you.
Thanks, guys. Take care of yourself.
Good luck.
All right, be well. That's the Hoops Update, brought to you by Resorts World Catskills, featuring live table games, sports betting, all suite hotel rooms, and thousands of slots. Your closest resort experience. Resorts World Catskills, only 90 minutes from New York City. So close. He has really done an amazing job. And it wasn't hyperbole when we had him on at the beginning. People have said that since he would be at the five-star camp when he was like 20 years old, he was always the best and the brightest coach. And I really asked him in sincerity what makes him so good, and I think he got embarrassed. But there's something about the way he coaches. Now, the way things ended in Indiana, Louisville, it didn't work out. It's a little bit of a stain on the resume. But he claims that he hired the wrong people, that he didn't do anything wrong. But the bottom line is five different schools to the NCAA tournament. That's not an accident, Don. This guy could coach. And the thing that messed it up for him in Boston – was not Rick Pitino the coach. It was Rick Pitino the GM, who was not a good GM, and he was not lucky in the draft because he didn't get Tim Duncan.
Yeah, that would have changed everything, right? But, you know, not only is he doing it at Iona, he's also doing it with how many days they missed.
It's
four
crazy.
Different times having to stop because of COVID. He had COVID. And I had asked the question about, you know, the adversity part of it, you know, because it make them stronger, because look what they had to go through, and now it's just simply go out there and play a basketball game. But he outlined, you know, just being able to make it because of all the time they were away from each other and not being able to practice. And, you know, for them to overcome all of that and get there is tremendous.
You know, the rules that he spoke about, again, we always talk about this, and the much brighter people have figured this out. He's had both vaccines. He has had COVID-19, and he can't leave his room. I don't quite get it. I mean, what?
Well, this part they just don't know. Ebro is
because I guess they
this.
Think that he can – I think I read, Peter, I don't know if this is what you're going to say, that you can still give it to somebody even though you can't get it, I guess. Is that what you're going to say?
No, I was going to say Ebro was asking the question today because he was positive 2 weeks ago. He had, you know, PCR test and a rapid test, both positive. He had symptoms. He stayed home for 2 weeks. He's tested negative. And he's basically kind of unclear what to do at this point, because what people will tell you is that for the 3 months following an actual case of having COVID, you can test positive. So testing over the next few months is basically irrelevant. A positive test might not mean anything. You will test if you were to test every 2 days in the few months following COVID, you're going to catch positive tests. It doesn't mean anything. So is he actually
so that means
contagious?
It'll be in your nose, but you might not get it. You're not going to get it.
No, you're not going to give it. Like there are people who have jobs where they have to test for that job, but if they've already been sick 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. them testing a month later is a waste of time. Because if they test positive, it doesn't mean they're then going to go to work and give it to anyone. There are still just traces in your system. So
see, that I heard something completely different, that even if you get a vaccine or if you've had it, then you might still be able to spread it. That's why they want people to continue to wear masks. Well, so it could go in your nose or in your mouth, and then when you breathe out, you're not going to get it anymore because you've had it, but you could give it to somebody else.
Well, that's going to be the thing here that makes this whole next period so confusing, and it might not be turning into the party that politicians have sort of started to promise that we're going to have.
Well, they have to be strict in these bubbles, right? Because how compromised would this tournament be if somebody had to forfeit because of COVID?
Oh, yeah. They've already got teams lined up. Like if somebody tests positive, I think the first team in would be Louisville. So let's see how weird this could be. If Alabama, God forbid, somebody tests positive,
right?
Louisville's the next team in, and then Louisville would be playing Iona.
But that would make the whole thing compromised, right?
Or, yep,
or
sure.
What if it happened in the middle of the tournament, and I advanced to the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight because the team I was supposed to play had to forfeit because somebody tested positive? I mean, one of the reasons the NBA and the NHL had such success with zero negative tests during the course of the time in the bubble for a month and, you know, or 6 weeks or whatever is because how strict they were. So I it's better to err on the side of that. Yeah, it's aggravating and maybe a little inconsistent, but whatever it takes to get through this, they've got to do it.
This portion of the Mike and Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by 2 by London. Join 2 by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers, for their annual wedding band event from Thursday, March 18th through Sunday, March 21st. Enjoy 20% off all wedding bands. For locations and to make an appointment, visit 2bylondon.com. All right, let's take some phone calls, other stuff to talk about, NFL free agency in full swing right now. But the Jets so far have not had any big catch, and neither have the Giants. 1-800-919-3776. Get involved with us. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.